I'm here with Adam Ferrier, consumer
psychologist.
Consumer psychologist. I'm saying I'm stuttering and stumbling there because this is a radio conference.
Yeah, I know. You don't often put consumer psychologists together either, and let alone put them in a radio conference. I look at brands and how people and their relationship they have with people, basically, but from a psychological perspective.
It was interesting to see there. You were saying to radio stations, go with what's dysfunctional, go with what doesn't work, not just your strengths. Like we play the number, we're the number one for hit music or whatever they tend to do. A different approach.
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a lot of talk in business and in branding that you have to find your strengths and magnify your strengths, but your strengths are often category generic. So everybody wants to have good content, nice music, good rotation, good presenters, funny, all of that kind of stuff. But you'll find that's all generic stuff. It's very hard to differentiate on that stuff. They're more kind of category table stakes, if you like. It's not going to be where true differentiation lies. Differentiation lies probably in our weaknesses. It's what our weaknesses are and our dysfunctions that our true character lies. So if we can get those and magnify those, then you can kind of get interesting brands.
Have any radio stations taken this completely on board?
I haven't worked with a radio station in Australia like that with this kind of philosophy, but other clients of mine have.
And how successful is it?
It's pretty hard to measure how successful that is in and of itself. It's just another way into kind of defining or trying to understand what your brand's about. It's just another technique in the armory, if you like, to use. We've found it's useful to build brands around that. So, and we've also found it useful in terms of communications as well, to start to think about our weaknesses and start to address those head on, either magnify them or tackle them. But there's just too much focus on our strengths and not enough focus on our weaknesses. People are kind of afraid to look at those.
What do you think are the key weaknesses then of most music radio stations, if you like?
Well, most radio stations are trying to be too glib and superficial and try to entertain so much. They have a fear of abandonment, a fear people are going to change the dial. So they try to be entertaining and cram as much crap into the audience's face as they possibly can. And if they just take a step back and realise being entertained is only one of the needs that people have from radio. Radio stations and radio brands can play a much more profound role in people's lives than just having people yell at them, and so if they took a step back, they'd realize. I think radio stations can realize there's other ways to form a more meaningful connection. And interestingly, podcasts are starting to take on that role a fair bit as well.
Do you think it's a case of, as we've heard from some presenters who are here, like Elvis Duran, they've taken it on board themselves and they've worked that out for themselves?
Elvis Duran was amazing. I loved that. I loved how empathic and sensitive he came across, you know, he was at his best when he was talking about the needs of his audience and really understanding their dysfunction and their kind of the shit that they have to go through, and then trying to connect with them at that level rather than, hey, now, right now, got this and this, if you know what I mean.
He'd made the transition because he showed a few videos of him being the screaming jock, jock, if you like, and now a completely different character.
Yeah, that's right. And I think, again, you know, you stick with what you know. People don't like to change because change is risky. But I think maybe the whole world's moved on a little bit, and what we want from radio now is a little bit different from what we used to.
Adam, great to speak to you. And so the word's out there. Focus on what you're bad at.
Yeah, exactly. And revel in it. Good on you. Cheers, mate.